I'm here in the council offices in Talla, and I'm talking to Father Ben Hegarty on a very interesting day, the 29th of February, which is the
leap year.
Leap year,
day.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have an extra day.
We have an extra day this month. Yes.
Tell me about the Hegartys. Where did your people come from?
From Cork. You know, I was born in Cork, and my family, my father was a builder in Cork, and I lived in a place called Passage West. I went to school in the city, CBC. Then I joined the Dominicans, and I came to Dublin.
And what was your father doing?
He was a builder.
Yes, but where had he his...
In Douglas.
In Douglas.
He built a fair number of houses in Douglas, yeah.
Yeah.
The suburb of Cork, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I suppose growing up, how many brothers and sisters?
I had one brother, two sisters, yeah. Mm-hmm. One brother, yeah.
And did they emigrate or stay around? Or?
Well, my brother emigrated. My brother was qualified in medicine in UCC, and he took up practice in London, in Dublin, in Yorkshire, and where he died a few years ago. And my two sisters live in Cork.
Mm. And as a young lad, did you decide that the religious life was for you, or how did that all come about?
How did it all come about? My initial interest really was medicine, because my brother was much older than me, and my earliest recollections were he was going to university, and it was medicine all around the place and textbooks and things like that, and I was interested in it. My dad was keen on I doing engineering, because he said we had enough of medics around the house, around the place. My sister was the same way. So I decided to become a priest, okay? So I decided to become a priest, and I applied to various places and found out about various religious orders. I was not interested in joining the diocese, and I came in contact with the Dominicans, and I was impressed by them. And primarily, I suppose, I was impressed by the priest I met, and I joined them, and that was it.
No, that would have been sometime in the 50s.
It would have been in the 50s, yes, about 52 or 53, I suppose.
Yeah. And the Dominican order at that stage were quite enclosed.
No, they wouldn't. No. Not really.
Not enclosed, but they would have been so different to, say, the parish church.
Yes, yeah, we lived in communities and we had prayer in common. But our primary role, I suppose, was evangelization, preaching and teaching in various ways, yeah. Mm.
And where did you go through your training?
I studied in Talla for a number of years until I was ordained. Then I went to a university in Rome, and then I did various degrees. I did a degree in Semitic languages and biblical studies, and I did postgraduate studies in archaeology in the Middle East for 2 years, and then I came back to Dublin and I lectured here for quite a number of years, and then about 10 or 11 years ago, 12 years ago, I did a master's in Trinity on inter-church work, or inter-community work. And appropriately enough, I went to live in the North of Ireland in 1990, and I was there for about 6 years.
My goodness, yeah. But starting at the beginning, you came here to Talla, did you?
Came here to Talla,
as a young lad.
As a young lad, yes, a teenager.
Where did you stay?
I stayed in the very large Dominican Priory in Talla, and that was the training place for young Dominicans at the time, and I was there for about 6 years. 6 years before ordination.
What was Talla like?
Talla was tiny, really. You had the village, and you had Bancroft, and you had Milruns. That was it. After that, green fields everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of pastoral work that the Dominican Order were doing here?
Well, most of us actually, in living in Talla at the time, were involved in academic work. We were either lecturing our own students, or there were students themselves, or they were lecturing various other places in Dublin. We said public masses in the church, which was a fairly small church, and about one priest would be involved in visiting around Mail Runes and Bancroft. That's it, really. That's it, yeah. We didn't have a large involvement in the pastoral scene in Talla at the time, but we didn't need to because Talla was so small. One priest was quite sufficient.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't. Was there a community here at that stage
of Dominicans?
No, a community. The population here would.
The population, yes, yeah. The you had Mail Runes, St. Mail Runes Park, which was the old part of Talla. Then there was Talla Village, which was now the main street, no more, and Bancroft, which was at that stage was a fairly newly built suburb. Town or housing estate.
Yes, it is. And the two factories, of course.
And the two factories, Ernie's and Jacobs, I think, were the main employers at the